Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching internet, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have something in my mind that I saw at news that I had chief of boxing association was accused by the sitting and good chair and good sitting and good chair, and I thought, is it? It's not good. I'm sitting here because of my waist. I have pain in my waist. When I do the shortest story of the Bible, and my chair, I sit always, is a very graceful, beautiful that chair that Lord has given that chair, so I cannot change. But I thought I had to be careful. The Kokoro Gospel concert will be held in on 15th of Thank you very much. On the 15th of August, from 7 in the evening, the place is only 100 meters from here, the Kokoro Gospel will be held. So please bring your friends and families into the concert. The purpose of the Kokoro Gospel is the Lord has shown. One is not the Lord who touch those who are not believers yet, and another one is the praise and worship is the base of the revival. So there is a special blessing in the praise and worship. The Lord is telling us that we will hold the concert of the more than 10,000 people together. It's not our usual concert, but it's a spiritual work. The Lord has a plan, and we will obey the plan of the Lord. and let's expect in the Lord. And I think the power of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, will be strengthened, get stronger and stronger. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Please bring your friends and families and to the concert. And now let us see the short movie of Cambodia, mission team for Cambodia. Next.
Thank you. 皆さんの人生に素晴らしいことを用意したいと思います。
Thank you very much. On September, the mission team for Cambodia will be sent. They will visit the orphanage. We can accept not much many people, so we limited 20 people. So Pastor Kihal joined. And then it made 20, so it's already closed. But the Lord is working the ministry of an orphanage. That is the main work of the church. And the children were growing in the orphanage will come to Japan sometime. And we'll make that Lord has gave us the word that the many places in the world there will be an orphanage. We will make an orphanage. Now also in Japan, I heard that some people who used to work in the orphanage as doing a foster home, and some donated a house and land for the orphanage. So now we have so many sources and people preparing for the work ministry of orphanage in Japan too. And if you're burdened, please pray for that ministry. Exactly, the ministry is not working, and you need a license to start and work in an orphanage in Japan. Now let us see the short movie of Mission Team for Israel. Thank you very much. From 29th of November to 10th of November. Anyone can join this mission team. And please pray for that. This time, the people who I never expected it already joined the mission team. And a miracle isn't happening. Israel is the special country, special place. I feel eternity when we go to Israel. The Lord has given Abraham the land of Israel, and the Moses and the people of Israel scattered all over the world, and also and again the Lord has gathered the people to the Israel again. And after the last judgment, the Israel of the heaven will be come down to the earth, and we will live there forever. Now we can see the special things that will happen in Israel. And another, I feel that heaven, I think about heaven. I wish I can go to heaven alive and want to come back again. I hear some, I hear a testimony that they went to, that people went to heaven. Some got injured or heavily diseased, but they came back again. And in the Bible, that Jacob said, this is the gate of the heaven, because angels were going up and down. I think the top of the Olive Mount Olive, I think there is a gate of heaven, because the Lord, that Jesus Christ will come back there again. He went back to heaven, and he will come back to again on the top of the Mount Olive. And I also think about the Jesus said to the disciples, the sea at Galilee, while the that disciples were in Israel, Jerusalem. So Galilee is a special place. So please come and join this mission team. I know that some of you need money to go. Don't lend. Don't borrow money. And then I know some are busy working. Don't fight with your boss. But if it's your will, it's will of the Lord, there'll be a miracle. I saw many miracles in mission team. So please join this mission team. And we'll be visiting Pastor Leon also. And Leon will come to our hotel and will give us a deliver us a message. Some of you stay here in the will of the God. So think of the time in this time in eternity. Please pray to the Lord deeply. Let us see the 1 minute movie now.
封印で7つのラッパを与えられた天使たちは、おのおの順番にラッパを吹き鳴らします。新しい災難が始まるのです。第1のラッパでは血の混じった氷と火が現れ、地上に投げられたとありますが、これは象徴的な表現でしょう。焼けるという表現が枯れるということを思わせられるので、大きな化学物質による災害か細菌による災害が起こると思われます。その結果、世界全体で3分の1の木々が焼け、弱い草などは全滅することになります。第2のラッパでは、火の燃えている大きな山のようなものが海に投げ込まれ、海が血になったとあるので、海が赤くなると思われます。この災害で魚の3分の1が死に、何らかの理由で船の3分の1も壊されます。工場から化学物質が流れ出し、川や海などが赤くなり、魚が死んだということが現代でも起こっていますが、それに類したことが起こると思われます。第3のラッパで出てくる星の名はニガヨモギとあります。かつてチェルノブイリで原発事故が起こり、それ以来この事故が原発事故の象徴となりました。このチェルノブイリはウクライナ語でニガヨモギという意味です。これは偶然と思えません。また黙示録8章10節に水源に落ちたとありますが、福島原発問題では放射能汚染水が問題となっており、水のために多くの人が死んだという箇所を思わせます。ここでの災いは放射能問題である可能性が大きいと思われます。第4のラッパでは3分の1は暗くなるとあります。これは大規模な火山爆発とか、何らかの理由で太陽の光が3分の1遮断されることが起こると思われます。この後わしがあと3つの災いが来ると大声で言っているので、この後の3つの災いは前の4つの災いよりも大きな意味合いを持っています。それではまた。
Thank you very much.
7つのラッパの音しか出てないよね。
There was only four trumpets of seven trumpets. There will be the seven ears of great the difficulties. The first, the seven seals and seven trumpets. So seven trumpets means rapture.
The,
which has most important point is the things in happening. The Bible says the sun's heat of the sun burns people. Now you are having the very hot days.It is now happening. The Lord is telling us that we have to prepare and don't be surprised for our difficulties. The word of the Lord is never changes. So stand on the word of the Lord and prepare. That is very important. In that, the blessingsand the grace of the Lord we'll receive them and when we stand on the word of the Lord we experience that and we will experience that in the persecution at the difficulty time too and now I don't blame people who makes a songand lyrics because they apply hundreds and hundreds of songs in last 2 days before the deadline. I started the shortest story of the Bible for every day, so I do it in afirst part of the week. And when I have a time, and I might even do that early, and I will let's have free time. But the Lord and don't speak to me, so I cannot do it. And before the deadline, the Lord shows. So I know I can understand the people who apply in the, at the end. So I tell you that to make songs, please remember, please remind those who are not believers yet. Make songs for them. Make songs for them to come to Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling us the all over the world. Not me, but the Lord is speaking to us. The Lord is targeting the all over the world. So if you can make songs with English, let's try. Please try to make an English song too. And another point is for the making songs, the making songs and the new songs, that's the base of the revival with thanksgiving and praise. So one point is for the non-believers, and one for the special thongs, which has a deep presence, because the time is now changing, and the Lord is guiding this ministry. So if you can, if you pray and ask, seek the Lord, the Lord will give you. But try not to apply hundreds and hundreds of songs at the end. But now I know that the situation. But even if it happens, please remember this. Now let us go into the Bible. Let us open the Bible. The First Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 6. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The teaching of the Lord gives us a special blessing. Even if you believe in Jesus Christ, believe in the Lord, if you don't apply to the teaching of the Lord, you cannot receive the blessing fully. For the prayer, when I started to pray, I prayed for going Israel. I thought I might go to Israel once in my life or not. But when I started to pray, the Lord opened the way. So the teaching of the Lord opens the blessing of the Lord to you. The Lord is speaking to us in the Bible. He already blessed us with all of the blessings in heaven, but some never experience it because you never use your faith for that. For example, the give thanks to everything when we study it, and when we started to do it, obey it, we experience the blessing of the Lord. I didn't know that everything would turn to good for me, but no, I didn't do any faithful or applied. So he wants to be blessed, know the word of the Lord, and obey the word of the Lord. For going it, for example, I pray for going to USA. I already visited USA for about more than 100 times. So when we obey the word of the Lord, use our faith, and reply to the Lord, we will be blessed. So how much, how far we obey or we reply to the word of the Lord, that is very important. In our church, we have many lot of testimonies stand on the these three words, but not other churches, because they don't know the teaching of this, or not using this teaching. So if you know this teaching, and if you are using this teaching, it's very important. The revival stirs and prosper. We have to prepare for all persecution team. So the verse 16 says, "Be joyful always." What do we need to be joyful? We have to use our faith. Even you have our trouble, difficulties, we cannot be joyful. But the Lord says, "Be joyful." That means use your faith. Why he says be joyful to us? When we believe a cross of Jesus Christ, our sin are all forgiven, and we have given our eternal life to live with the Lord forever. And also we have already blessed all of the blessing in the heaven. The Lord has already blessed us. We can see the blessing in the good things, but we are already blessed with the bad things too. Because the Bible says when you obey the Lord, all the things will be turned to good for yourself, good for you. And the Lord says, if you trust in Jesus Christ, you'll never be disappointed. You see the result, that never be disappointed. Because the Lord has a great plan for us. When we obey the Lord, that we will work the best, wonderful life. So, we have already given our blessing. But so that Lord says, be joyful. So we have to stand on the word of the Lord, and we will see the fulfillment of the word of the Lord. The Lord says, be joyful. The Lord give the things for us, to us. So if you cannot be joyful, you are unfaithful. And the people says, there's no medicine to cure our foolishness. But I say there's nothing, no medicine for our unbelief. So through the word of the Lord, we receive a blessing and we receive a grace. Even you have those problems, these troubles, but when you obey the Lord, you will see those things turns good for you. But you cannot receive the word of the Lord that's unfaithful. So through our faith, there's a lot of hopes and in our life, we can see the solution through the word of the Lord. We are already blessed by the Lord. That is a great point. My friend, when we are high school, he's good at English, but not Japanese language. At the end of the second grade, he came to me worrying, I might lose my grade. I cannot go to the next grade. But I know that he will. And he was rejoiced that he can go to the next grade. We have given her blessings. And the Lord says, be joyful. And verse 70 says, pray continually. That's obvious. For Israel, a mission team for Israel, I have been financial needs miraculously. At first, the Lord said, go to Patmos Island, and all the financial needs was fulfilled miraculously, and I could go to Israel too. And when I went to Israel for the first time, this is a special, wonderful place I want to go to there and Israel again. But I thought I could never. But I started to use a prayer. I started to pray. And so now the Lord sent me to Israel more than 30 times. Now we can see all the blessings that the Lord has given for us. So when we stand on the word of the Lord, and now we can see the blessing of the Lord when we obey the Lord. So pray continually. If you pray or not, it's very different. For the trust about the difficulties, if you pray or not, makes a great difference in result. So prayer gives us a blessing. When I broken my leg by skiing, the doctor told me looking at the X-ray picture, he said, this is serious. The doctor told me you're going to have a great pain. And he gave me medicine for it. But I didn't experience any pain. At the moment I broke my leg, I felt I'm going to have a pain. So I prayed. then I never experienced any pain. I didn't use any painkiller at all. The Lord answers our prayer. But we don't use our faith. There's no meaning. So I used my faith and prayed. And the Bible says that everything turns good for us. My firstborn son, when he was a third year of junior high school, he was good not at studying. He was thinking that and his teacher told us he's never gonna enter high school, never pass the exam of high school. But we know that prayer of thanksgiving, we know that prayer asked the Lord. So I gave thanks to the Lord for this, that matter. Behind this problem, the Lord has a great plan. And it turns out a great thing. My wife went to many high schools and asked. And one high school said okay to take ISM, but that was higher than his ability. But I was a relief. I feel relief that might work. But I was looking at the guidance of the guidance book of the high school, and it said that and I saw a news on TV that there's a fire on the big hotel. The name of the hotel was the same as that high school. So with that, Lord told me that high school is not good for him. So I was very disappointed. But I felt stop from the Lord. Actually, so I stopped. And I understood that the Lord is telling me to enter a high school, a mission high school for him. So, and he did study for entrance exam. And I thought there was two high school. One is in a city and one is in a suburb of Tokyo. And my son's ability was not so good, so I became his homeschool teacher, and I'm good at pointing out about for the examination. I thought the high school of the suburb of Tokyo was the will of the Lord, because the school church was cheaper than the one in the city, and it seemed too easy to enter. And my son John asked me, "Is it okay? Is it all right? Will I make it?" It's his business, but he asked me. So I told him, "You'll make it." And he took an entrance exam. And I know that he got a very high point on the test, but he failed. He couldn't enter the school, and my wife got angry and went to see a principal of that school. What the point of my son's mark? The principal said, "I cannot tell you." And he said, "Even if he took a great mark, if he doesn't suit my school, he can enter a school." Then we learned he took a great good mark, but the principal thought he's not good for that school. So we gave thanks for that to the Lord. "Thank you, my Lord. You have a great plan behind this problem." And at that moment, I found out the will of the Lord wasn't the one that in a suburb of Tokyo, but this high school in the middle of the city. So I called to my home and I told my wife. It is good that he failed. It wasn't the school that God's will, but another one is the will of the Lord. And my wife told me, "I don't listen to you anymore." And my son said, he doesn't want to take another exam. So I told him, "I give you some money, and so take the exam." And he said, "How much?" And I said, I would give you this much. And he took an exam. He didn't prepare. He couldn't study for the test. But he was successful, and he entered that school. The Lord was telling us to go to the middle of the city. So my son should go to the school, because it's the will of the Lord. He can enter in anyhow. So when I gave thanks for everything, for the problem, the Lord showed us and guided us. And we saw the plan of the Lord. Because we stand on the teaching of the Lord of thanksgiving. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, work in each one of us and reveal your glory. If someone has not a hope, but take hope of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, please guide us abundantly. If you stand on the word of the Lord, stand on the word until the end, you will see the glory of the Lord. Someone's thinking he's the unlucky one, but he has an unfaithful. So please repent it and receive that Lord has received him already. Because the Lord has already blessed him with all the blessing of the heaven. Let us pray for healing. Let us repent our sin in front of the Lord. Now let us pray for healing of ourselves individually. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are here and touching us. And please heal our body and mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the evil spirit of the disease. In the name of Jesus Christ, we program the body of the and the mind to be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we program the healing of the Lord, who had some problem in his nose was healed. Who had a problem in the eyes was healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the program the healing of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now let us stand up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.